All right, welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. My name is Earl Ingram. I'm guest hosting for Maggie Dawn. You can hear me Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on these same stations. And I am, you know, have dedicated this time to the life and legacy of Jimmy Carter. I'm gonna talk about some quotes of Jimmy Carter as we continue this march down memory lane. Let's go to Cam from Appleton. Hey, good afternoon to you, Cam. How you doing, sir? Thank you very much for waiting. You say what?
Hey, Earl. I'm going to try my hardest to only speak factual information here because I really, really need to get this point across for anyone who's listening, and that includes anyone working at Civic Media. If we're talking about Jimmy Carter and Jimmy Carter, his legacy in general, in 2019, June 28th, at a retreat in Virginia, he said, "There's no doubt that the Russians did interfere in the election, and I think the interference, although not yet quantified, if fully investigated, would show that Trump didn't actually win the election in 2016. He lost the election, and he was put into office because the Russians interfered on his behalf." So he, if you want to call Jimmy Carter, not saying you specifically, just the global people listening, if you want to call Jimmy Carter an election denier, go ahead. But in the 2020 House Security Report, they're on their actual, like even the redacted report, it shows that the 2020 election, they also cheated. The Republicans cheated, and they did so poorly that that's why they were so pissed off, because they couldn't show that, hey, we cheated. That must mean that the Dems cheated too to win the election. And then this time they just cheated even harder. And we're collecting information right now, factual information showing the vote drop-off issues across different counties in the U.S. Maricopa County in Arizona is one of the major ones right now showing discrepancies. They cheated in this election too, and they thought that they could cover it up and keep it quiet. We need to be talking about this. And that needs to honor Jimmy Carter, too, because he believed that they cheated and they keep doing it. We're not going to learn anything if we keep letting them do it when he told us that they were doing it.
So, Cam, I've just spent an hour and a half talking about the legacy of a man who dedicated his life to helping other people. People from across the world, people he didn't know. His own money, building homes, dedicating his life to serving. And so it may be because of the age gap. And I'm going to attribute our conversation to you not knowing. And there's no crime in not knowing. That's the reason that I'm having the conversation now, to try to educate people who weren't around then, who don't know the impact of his life. And to relegate it to him, you know, saying that Republicans didn't cheat or Democrats didn't cheat on the election, that's nothing. That has no value whatsoever when we're talking about the impact that this man has had on hundreds of thousands of lives, sir. Cam?
Hello?
Yes.
My bad, Earl.
He just buzzed me in. That's my bad. That's not what I'm saying, Earl. I agree with you. He had an impact on hundreds of thousands of lives. What I'm saying is that he had that impact. So when he says that Trump cheated, I feel like he has some street cred, and we should have believed him. We should have investigated it fully. That's what we should have done. Jimmy Carter was a good man. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that you can't call him an election denier. He has street cred. It was kind of a rhetorical.
Okay.
You're going to call you being the global, you calling him an election.
Cam? All right. So here's the deal, man. That to me, if you looked at all the other issues and the real issues that at Jimmy Carter and times that he was faced with as the president of the United States and throughout his entire life, that doesn't, you know, it just doesn't rate with all the different things as I've talked about, you know, what this man has done with his life. Here are some quotations from the great Jimmy Carter, former President Jimmy Carter. Listen to these words. We have a tendency to exalt ourselves and to dwell on the weakness and mistakes of others. I have come to realize that in every person, there's something fine and pure and noble, along with a desire for self-fulfillment. Political and religious leaders must attempt to provide a society within which these human attributes can be nurtured and enhanced. And this is from his 1975 book, Why Not the Best? Man, if we would just take that advice and look at every American citizen, because everybody is born with a gift and a talent. And if we would cultivate the talents and the gifts of every human being born, we would not be in the situation that we are in now. But we don't cultivate talent and gifts of human beings. And that's exactly what Jimmy Carter was talking about back in 1975. We could learn from him today. Our government can express the highest common ideas of human beings if we demand of government true standards of excellence. At this bicentennial time of introspection and concern, we must demand such standards. And this is Jimmy Carter once again, and Why Not the Best? I'm Earl Ingram, the morning show host of The Earl Ingram Show. I'm guest hosting for Maggie Dawn. I'm doing Motown Mondays. You can join us at 855-752-4842. Your thoughts on the life and legacy of former President Jimmy Carter on the Maggie Dawn Show.